Okay, this is an interview with Catherine Unger for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project on gender issues in the union and workplace. The interviewer is Nick Tefakis Jr., and we are at the home of Catherine Unger in Bristolville, Ohio, on April 30th, 1997, at 8:20 p.m. Okay, I guess we'll start with where and when were you born?
I was born in Warren, Ohio on May 10th, 1947.
Okay. And I see by your background information that you had given me that you had started working at Packard Electric at a rather young age, I would assume.
As soon as I got out of school.
Okay. What were your first impressions of your job when you first began?
I had never seen a factory. I felt that it was a very clean factory. It was hard work. I remember coming home at first with sore fingers and sore hands, not using my hands in the way that they taught us to use them in the past. So it was like creating new muscles, finding out you had new muscles.
Right.
But I enjoyed it. It was interesting.
Okay, good. Okay, I guess this would be a more general question, I guess. Being a woman, have you ever been discriminated against? Prior to even before you started working. Were there any moments that stood out?
Oh, sure. I mean, when we first started working at Packard, we were not allowed to be service people. We were not allowed to work the molds. I was one of the first people on the molds. My husband, who I dated at the time, he would walk by and harass me teasingly, but he would harass me because I was one of the first women to go on the mold job. And that didn't come until it actually became more like an issue with the government, that they had to start putting women in equal jobs for equal pay,
right,
as long as with the men. But I'm sure every person at Packard, every woman at Packard has probably been discriminated against.
Okay. Now, you said that you were one of the first women to work the molding machines, or
yes,
the mold machines?
Yes.
But roughly, what type of
operation
was that?
It's basically what it was. They would have terminals on leads, and when I say leads, it's a wire.
Okay.
These terminals would not have any kind of a connection system with another terminal. They would go into a die, and then it would come down and actually put rubber around it to form like a grommet or a connector.
Okay.
Or some sort of a suction, but basically that's what it did. It molded in that form.
Okay, let's see here. I guess we can move more into your experiences at work.
Okay.
How does management act towards women in the plant? I guess you could.
It depends on the person, I would think.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of them who specifically don't like women. It doesn't matter who the women are. The knowledge they have, they will always talk down to them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the younger generation, and I'm talking children that are younger than me, and I consider anyone 30 or younger children.
Okay.
That generation seems to have a little bit more respect for women, but the people in my generation do not.
Mm-hmm.
There's no respect at all for women, and you will be talked down.
Okay.
Whenever they talk to you, they talk to you like you're children, like you don't understand. that's been part of their history forever.
Okay, now did this change over your time working, or was this is this just as prevalent today as it was when you first started?
It's more prevalent today than it was before. It when I first started, there was no reason for a woman to have an idea. We were stuck on specific jobs where our brains did not have to work. We were physically busy, but our minds didn't work. Then when we became able to do the same jobs as the men at Packard, that's when you started to notice that the management side would discriminate against the women. Now, whether it was because we were taking men's jobs away from them and we were making the same rate of pay, I do not know. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to go into picking their brain.
Okay.
But I would say it's more prevalent today than it was years ago, because more women today are more knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that they have a lot to offer, but we're not always looked at as a source of information. They would just as soon look in a dictionary as to ask you how to spell a word.
Right, okay, I understand. Okay, let's see. How did you come about getting involved in the union?
Well, as you know, when we're hired in, we all are, I guess we're asked if we want to join the union. You would have a choice, but I don't think that anybody's ever turned it down. Then I became really involved with the union when my husband became elected. I shouldn't say elected. He was running for an election, and then he was nominated into as a benefit rep. And then I really got involved with it then.
Okay, what would you consider to be today the major problems confronting the IUE in 1997?
The IUE?
Yeah.
I think they've got a problem with job security. They've got a problem with outsourcing, a serious problem with outsourcing. Basically, I think that is probably their two biggest problems. We can't complain about a wage. I think that we'd make a fair wage. I really do believe that.
Okay.
So I would say the outsourcing and the job security is probably their biggest threat right now.
Okay. And what threat is the outsourcing to?
What do you mean by to?
Well,
to the people who work at the plant?
Maybe I'm not quite familiar with the term outsourcing. Maybe you should
okay,
explain.
Outsourcing is taking jobs from the Warren, Ohio division,
okay,
and taking them to Mexico.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That's outsourcing.
Okay. And as far as job security now, is that, could you explain that?
Job security is really based on the outsourcing. I mean, at one time we had 12,000 people working at Packard. We are now down to 8,000.
Oh.
Eventually, I believe they want to be down to 5,000. That to me is job security.
Okay.
It would be nice to have the same amount of people working, although Packard is changing drastically. At one time we were considered assembly division.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to a component division. That's where we're at right now.
Okay.
And in the future I believe it'll be high-tech component.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Okay, you had briefly talked about this earlier. What are the different demands placed on women and men, well, more in the union, I would in the union.
Demands placed on us by the union?
Yeah, on your, you and your fellow union members, but specifically, are there differences between what's expected of a woman as compared to a man?
I don't really believe that the union on the whole, and I'm speaking for the IUE, on a whole, demands anything more from the women than they do from the men. The local union happens to have in its presence right now what we would consider women haters. It becomes a part of, well, she doesn't know what she's talking about, or, oh, just do whatever, just listen to what she has to say, so she'll shut up. And they'll just push you aside. Mm-hmm. They don't think that there's anything constructive, and they don't really believe that we have any legal gripes or bitches.
Okay. How has being a woman affected your role in the workplace? As far as wages, different positions, and being able to move up the ladder, as far as like seniority and better pay, things like that.
Our union has made it mandatory that if you have the seniority to hold a job, you can go for a better paying job. So that basically takes care of itself. I have been very fortunate, on the other hand, that I have been able to choose the jobs that I really enjoy doing. My last 6 years at Packard were based as an NTBU, which is a non-traditional bargaining unit.
Okay.
We still paid union dues, we still belonged to the union, but most of the work we did was in the management capacity. I was very fortunate, I felt, to have the opportunity to take that avenue. It gave me a different insight, and not a pretty insight, but a different insight. But I believe that my opportunities through Packard, through my 32 years of service, I was able to advance because the union had taken care of that position for us.
Okay, good. Would there be any more negative issues that you have found?
I think the only negative issues are we have certain wording in the contract that states that if someone's being accessed, they have preference over someone who has a request in. This person being accessed may only have 4 years seniority. I may have 32. She's okay. Going to get the job. That's a negative side of it.
Okay.
It's also a negative side that someone who is got a physical disability, okay. A medical, may get a job before I will, because medical is putting him in that position.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a disadvantage. Can the union take care of it? I don't know. That's something they have to look into.
Okay. Currently, what do you feel are some of the more important issues that women face in the workplace?
I would have to say they have no credibility. Management shows them no credibility, and even union leaders do not show them credibility. They have probably a lot of discrimination for a lot of different reasons. Um, And I believe that those are probably the two worst. The discrimination is a lot of different kinds of discrimination. Some of it is because they try to play racial issues against us. And we don't play that game. In all honesty, we're smarter than that.
Okay.
Although they don't think we are.
Okay, and this is, you're referring to management?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so they try to play off various issues to try to make divisions within the union?
Yeah, I would consider management a very good ladle. They love to keep the pot stirred.
Uh-huh, okay.
They do not like to have the calm waters. They want to keep everybody at everyone's throat. They don't want the people to get along. I do not know why, but that's just the impression you get.
Okay, now we'll go more into the union aspect. What problems do women face in the union that you feel men do not?
Advancement, definitely advancement. I don't know if in my lifetime, or maybe even in your lifetime, we would ever be able to see a woman president of a local union. I don't think we'll ever see that. It's going to be a long time coming. It's very hard for them to get nominated into any position. And when they are appointed, it's usually because they've been a friend of someone's, or they've been related to someone. So women have always, in the union, seem to, if a woman has done something in the union, and I've known quite a few of them that have, they have really had to, you know, pull their own rope. They worked hard, they did their job, and those are the only women you always see in the union. A lot of them, too, don't, how can I say that? I think a lot of women in the labor force don't get involved with the union. For whatever reason, I do not know, but there's a lot of women that don't get involved.
Okay. Do you feel that more of the involvement in the union as far as women goes, is there any difference in age? Do you feel that younger members are less active or more active, or vice versa?
I think the younger employees of the union and of Packard Electric that belong to the union, I believe that I've seen more of them active. More so than my generation. My generation, it was, yeah, the union's there, we'll pay the union dues and we don't have to go to the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let everything take care of itself. It has not been until recently, with all of the jobs going to Mexico, jobs going down to Mississippi, Indiana, Illinois, wherever they've been going, and to a lot of scab shops where they're not unionized,
mm-hmm.
that the women are starting to speak up and say, wait a minute, I am the lower seniority employee, because most of the men have more seniority than us. I'm the next one to lose my job. If I don't start fighting now, I'm not going to have a job. So I think that's why we see the younger generation fighting harder.
Okay. Now, seniority, that's just based on the number of years that you've worked.
Right,
okay.
That is from the time you were hired.
Okay. Okay, you had mentioned earlier that you felt that it was harder for women to take more of a leadership roles in the union.
Yes.
What are any of the positive inroads that that your union has made for women, if at all, for more involvement?
I can't say that I really believe that they've really done anything to encourage women to become involved with the union. Yes, we do have a women's committee, and the women's committee does do a lot of good work. That's something that's new, but as far as women being involved with the union and actually doing some of the leadership roles of the union, I only know of one lady in the international that I worked with, and her name was Patty Totoki. She's still with the international. The other person that I know that's really involved with the union is Charlotte Ingalls, and she is now the recorder. But as far as the union leaders making headway for women, I don't see that. Even though I give you all my blood, sweat, and tears, if I was a man, I may have a chance to follow in your footsteps or follow behind you and be a secretary or whatever and advance in that way. Women do not have that opportunity.
Okay. If you could describe the exactly what is the Women's Committee and what their responsibilities are.
I really cannot give you the details of that. I think the best person you probably, if you wanted to talk to on someone like that, would be a lady by the name of Mary Lou Deaver or Charlotte Ingalls.
Okay.
They are both involved in that committee. I am not. I would not even want to speculate on what they do,
okay,
on what they take
okay
care of.
That's absolutely acceptable. Okay, let's see. How do you feel? How do you feel your union is addressing family issues for men and women alike?
Wow, that's a good one. I don't think they're addressing them at all. That's a terrible thing to say. I think there's more than they can do. I think that there has been a lot of suggestions to the union as to what we could do to make the women and men of our union more involved with our union by taking on a more family attitude. They have not bothered to do that. And I realize that a lot of the things that happen as a family union is not their responsibility or their fault. And there's not much they can do about it. Mm-hmm. But I don't see them even addressing that. Currently, our president of our union right now, Nick Border, is a very good friend of my husband's. Yet his wife doesn't work at Packard. She does not get involved. She doesn't come to any of the functions, even though she's more than welcome to come.
Mm-hmm.
So the family issue is not there. It's not there.
Okay. I guess we can move more to, I would like to move more to union action, specifically strikes.
Okay.
Have you been involved in any strikes? And if so, what type of involvement did you have?
In my 32 years at Packard, we only struck once, and that was for a period of 12 hours. At 12 o'clock, we walked out the doors, and I was one of the ones walking out the doors. You walked down to the union hall. I shouldn't say walked. We rode down to the union hall and started working in the kitchens, thinking that, we're going to have food out on the line, soup out on the line. I feel that I've been very fortunate not having to look at a strike. I don't think I would enjoy any part of a strike, and I pity anyone that has to go through one. But after 12 hours and we went back to work, we had all this food and no one to feed. it was a relief, it really was. But that's the only strike that I'd ever had to be involved in.
When was this strike?
Oh, Lord. Good question. 1970. Goodness. I'm going to say 1971 or 72. Maybe even earlier than that.
Okay. Okay. Now, you had mentioned, now that you had said that you went down to the Union Hall mm-hmm. and you went into the kitchens and started making food for the picketers, I would imagine.
Right.
Now, do you feel, was this, did the members look towards the women as specifically it was their responsibility to take care of things such as food preparation?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it was women did the cooking and men did the fueling of the fires. I mean, it's, but we're talking, what, 28 years ago?
Right, yeah.
Absolutely, definitely. The women did the cooking. If we stood out on the picket line, and still to this day, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you will not see a picket fence with nothing but women. There will always be a man there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what activities have you engaged in and your fellow union members to support other unions?
Well, we've done a lot of collecting for different unions that are on strike. We do a lot of fundraising. They put baskets together, a lot of raffles. My whole entire time that I was at Packard, we basically supported any union that was on strike. We supported them, especially if it was an IUE.
Mm-hmm.
And the work was, sometimes the work was just a collection at the gates. Sometimes the work was putting something together and raffling it off. And sometimes it was just simply money out of the fund, out of the union fund. Not always did we have to go out and do something special. But when it needed to be done, we were there, regardless of what had to do. If we went to any of the Solidarity Days, I mean, we just, you know, everyone went. It wasn't because we had to go, it was because we wanted to go, or we believed in trying to get everyone together.
Now, I had seen in one of your union flyers that, I believe it was near the end of it, they had a list of goods and services to boycott, different products.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, could you explain that?
Basically, what it is they're telling you that you're a union employee and you should not buy anything that is not union made.
Okay.
Or if the company is on strike, we do not. We just don't buy their product. Personally, the new Kmart in down by the mall, my husband and I have not been in it. Well, across the picket line. Those are just things that you do as a union employee. And they just keep us updated. If there's like fruit coming in, that's basically a lot of the things I can remember, and it's been a while since I've seen one of the union papers. But there'll be fruit coming in that is coming from a non-union shop or came in for all the wrong reasons. They'll tell you, please don't buy any green grapes. And if you're a good union person, you don't do it.
Okay, do you feel that, what's the success rate of union members upholding these boycotts, I guess? Do you feel that it's very common among the members?
No.
Really?
I believe that probably, and I'm guessing, 80% of the union members have probably been in the new Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
They probably go out and buy the green grapes if they want them. It just, but that's part of And it's a terrible thing, but it's part of working at Packard Electric. We've always been able to do and buy and whatever we wanted to do. And it's afforded us a luxury. And we don't know what our fathers knew. We don't know what it was to sweat over the union or fight for something that we really wanted.
Okay, what do you feel has been the most positive experience you've had within the union, being a woman specifically?
Unfortunately, you're asking me at a bitter time. I don't know that I have a positive. Because of what's happened recently, I just feel that everything that's happened is negative. But I think that on the whole, I believe that every woman has benefited by being a union member, only because we do have the seniority. We do have the right to pregnancy leave. We do have the right to come back and after we've had children and not lose any seniority and go in there and do a man's job and get the man's wage. Those are the positive things the union's done for us. And I wouldn't give any of them back, not for anyone. There's still a lot to go, though, a long way to go.
Okay, now are you familiar with the specifics of the maternity leave in the seniority?
This is really the sad part. I don't know about the PHPs and the CHPs. I do know that when I was hired in 1965, if you went on maternity leave, the time that you were off did not count towards your retirement.
Okay.
Recently, we fought a battle in court and won that. They had to give us that time back because it was no different than a man being on reserve leave or in the service. Mm-hmm. So they basically got that back. But as far as the new kids that are hired in as the CHPs and the PHPs.
What do those stand for?
I really couldn't tell you.
Okay, well that's all right.
We call them chips and pips, that's all I know. But it's different wage hiring tiers that the union has allowed the company to bring in. Some of them have insurance, some of them don't. Some of them have retirement, some of them don't. And I'm not really sure if they have any kind of a pregnancy clause or not.
Okay. Do you feel that, is there solidarity between women within the union? Do they back each other up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Very much so. Very much so. I think if a woman is running for an office, I think probably most of her votes are coming from the women. And I believe that the last election that we had, general election that we had, we saw more women than any other time at Packard be nominated in the office. I think it was because the women are starting to rebel and say, we are no longer going to take this. So I think, yes, they do stick together very tightly, very tightly.
Okay, let's see here. Now you had mentioned earlier I had asked you about positive and negative experiences within the union.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you're in a very unique situation being with your current status as your current employment status.
Okay.
Could you explain it and go into what what some of the negative aspects might have been?
Okay. Basically, what I can tell you is that I retired January 1st. On January 13th, they called me back in as a consultant. I could not go back in as a Packard employee because I was collecting a pension from General Motors. So I went in through Rapid Design. I entered Rapid Design, signed the contract with them, and I went back into Packard on January 13th. And I went in doing the exact same job that I did when I was working there. When I was working there, I was a union employee. As a Rapid Design, I was no longer union. I was part of management.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The amazing part was that I found that the union was not so much concerned that they were taking a union job and making it a non-union job, but instead they found it terrible that it was Catherine Unger that left the union and came back as a Rapid Design, although my union is the one that gave me the right to 30 and out, to retire early,
mm-hmm.
and they also gave me the right to make any kind of money I want after I retire.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I was the talk of a board meeting, then nothing got settled. Mind you, at this time we still did not have a local contract, we still do not have a local contract at Packard. Yet they could spend their entire board meeting talking about Catherine Unger. They felt that I was betraying them, which I was not. They felt that I was a scab, which I am not. I did not cross a picket line. And I felt that the union, if they had the gripe, should have griped about taking away the union job and making it a non-union job. But that job was never erased. And now that I have left, I'm done as a consultant in that field. There is another employee doing the job. I've trained him. And he is non-union. Nothing has been said about it. And I doubt if anything ever will be said about it.
Okay, did he previously work at Packard and then take over your position as a consultant, or did he come from outside and take over your position?
Okay, he was a previous member of Packard Electric. The job that I held was not a consultant. I was brought in as a consultant. The job I held was quality coordinator. Yes, he was a Packard employee. He was he's what they call an NBU, which is a non-bargaining unit. The gentleman that has taken over the job was a union employee, left the union, and went into management. And he's the one doing the job.
Okay. Now, do you feel, was there any difference in the way, after you returned, was there any difference in the way your fellow employees looked at you along gender lines? Was there any difference between how men and women and treated you?
Oh, I'm sure. The people that I've considered friends were not friends. I think if a man were to walk back in the door, even though I am a very strong woman, and most people know that I am very strong, and when I speak to them, they know that I mean business. I think if it was a man, they would never question them. Because it was me, they tried to push me. I had my car keyed. I had a lot of things done to me. Because I was a woman, because they thought I would break, because they thought I would sit down somewhere in a corner and cry. It never happened, okay? I just shook my head in disgust, but it never happened. those things happen every day to women who try to go into any kind of a field at Packard, whether it be union or management, especially union. They will try to belittle you. They will try to make you feel bad. They will try to make you sit down and cry. They want you to be children. They want to take care of you. They want to be your father. I don't need it. And neither do a lot of the women at Packard.
Okay. Okay, how would you encourage more women to become active within the union?
How?
Yeah.
I would say that we would have to get them more involved inside the plant. Once you get them involved inside the plant, then you can get them working outside the plant. It's unfortunate, but most of the women, even though today, feel that they have to take care of a house, they have to take care of a husband and the children, and they can't find time to spend with extracurricular activities. Most of the women that are in the union are women who are very strong, have very strong husbands, self-supported husbands, that will allow them to do that. Not every woman at Packard has that opportunity. So therefore, I think we need to get them involved in the workforce, in the work field, right there at work. Get them involved, and then we can see them grow further on.
Okay, and I guess I'd like to conclude the interview with one final question.
Okay.
Where would you like to see the union in 10 years?
I would like to see the union strong. I don't believe that the union is strong right now. I think we're building to strong, but we're not there yet. I believe that it should be an equal mix, 50-50, men and women, with women in power, as well as men. I would like to see, like we were discussing, more family-oriented union. I think that there's only a few occasions where we have the families all involved, maybe a picnic or a getaway of some sort. I'd like to see it more family-oriented, only so that we can teach our children what it is to be a union member and what your responsibility is as a union member are. I'd like to see a union that is strong in representation of the people, and if we continue to let the jobs go to Mexico without unionizing Mexico, we will not have the strength. I think we need to look at unionizing Mexico and making it part of the IUE or the UAW or whichever. But there's a lot of room for growth, and I think that there's a challenge out there, and we've got to find somebody that's able to meet it.
Okay. I guess that. Bringing up the jobs in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
now you had mentioned you would, is this a common belief among most union members that you would like to see them become unionized more than resenting the fact that the jobs have been taken away and gone down south?
I don't think there's any chance that we're ever going to get those jobs back from Mexico. I really don't. The people in Mexico right now are making, I think, 52 cents an hour, although we pay the government, I think it's $2.52 an hour. I'm not certain on these numbers. So therefore, that means that the government is getting more. I don't know if we could go in there and unionize those people, but until we unionize those people because and give them a fair wage, will Mexico get on its feet? Will we be able to get those people unionized so that we are more competitive? Right now we are not competitive because of Mexico. Mexico is building everything cheaper. Yes, they are a big help to General Motors, there's no doubt about it. But I don't see us ever getting those jobs back from them. I really don't.
Okay. This also leads me to another question. You had mentioned that you feel that a lot of women have responsibilities at home with their family.
Sure.
Now, do you feel that this has... How is this limited women in with respect to age? I could, if you could go into that.
Limited
women. Okay. Let me. Okay. Now the question was, how do you feel that family life has affected women's participation in the union? Do you feel this is well?
Okay, I think that women in the union, regardless of when it is, 1965 or 1995, doesn't matter. If there's any kind of a fundraiser for someone running for a higher office, it didn't matter. The women were in the kitchen. The men were dealing the cards or playing the crap games or whatever, but the women were in there serving it. The jobs have not changed. They're staying the same. It's just whether or not we're going to have those women in there doing that, because we no longer want to be in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be at standing on the podium giving acceptance speeches. So how is it going to change that? I can't even foresee it. I can't even begin to see where all of that's going to come from, or how we're going to be able to change it because of family life. More of the women at Packard are financially secure to the point that they do not need a husband. If I am married to my husband for 24 years, it's not because I need him. I no longer need that man to support me. I am married to him because I care about him, because I love him, and because I want to share life with him. If I choose to do the housework and to take care of him and ignore the union, that is my choice. But at the same time, I don't have the right to stand up and say women are not being recognized, because I, being a woman, must stand there and do the work also. So therefore, more of the women at Packard, because they are single, tend to be more involved with the union, and hopefully they will stay involved with the union. If they don't, then, you know, we're lost. But it takes a special kind of person. It really does.
Okay. Well, we can conclude our interview. I would just like to thank you on behalf of Youngstown State University and the Oral History Department for taking time out to add to our archive.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Nick. Wish you much success. Can't wait for you to get done with your work that you have to do, and it looks like, what, another 5 years of school we'll be going through?
Unfortunately.
Oh, well. Okay. Hopefully I'll be able to read about you.